Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a roadrunner, honey.
Welcome to the show, folks, where we promise not to bomb. That's right. We are the American Adversaries. It is drive time. It is prime time as we come to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The answer, it is Thursday. You know what that means, of course. It means Rick Brown is in the studio with us.
Well, good evening, sir. How are you?
Good to see you, Rick.
I tell you what, I was not being bombed on the way here, but it is the retrograde of the full moon, and everybody is absolutely insane on the highway. I'm lucky to be alive.
All right. If you feel like getting bombed, just sit back and listen to us. We'll settle things down for you as we come to you from the Relax and Comfort Studios. All right. We are here live on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The answer, it is contest night. Let me introduce the judges. Of course, Rick Brown.
Here comes the judge.
Here comes the judge. That's right. We also have in the studio with us from Patriot Home Funding. And on a Thursday night, he'll be back tomorrow night, Pierce Morgan. Good to see you tonight. Did I say Pierce Morgan?
You did. I'll take his wallet. Thank you.
I mean, Pierce Outlaw.
Yes, and
I was about to get really excited.
The 72 virgins are busy this afternoon.
Indeed they are.
Yes, indeed.
All right, and the creator of our contest, Michael McBath, is here. He'll give us the rules for the contest as we open up the contest lines. 407-774-8255 is the number.
Chris, I have one question, though, for Rick. You know, he does Magic Night now, Rick. Is that over now? That
yeah.
It is over?
Last night.
Is there any way you can make them disappear?
They may do that to themselves.
I know. Did you see their general manager?
They made him disappear.
Yeah,
today.
He, after 5
yeah,
years,
they asked
goodbye
him.
For him. Yeah. He never got into one playoff.
Yeah. No, he never had a winning season.
So now we get the rebuild of the rebuild.
Yeah, exactly.
But let's build him another stadium. Maybe that will be inspirational.
Oh, yeah. Right. Put it on top of the soccer stadium.
Yeah.
Well, you got state-of-the-art talk radio right here. Yeah. Jeff Sinis is on the bridge tonight. Nick Lo Cicero is at the convention center, the big
Star Wars convention.
Oh yeah,
did you see that line?
Fired up.
Oh, can you? It was what? How long was that?
I don't know, but everybody they talked to in line looked like they came out of the Big Bang Theory.
I mean, somewhere in there was Nick, so watch out there, buddy.
Now, one question. I really do wonder, how many of them do you think are Democrats?
Hard to say.
I would bet.
Hard to say.
I'd go 80%.
The ones in costume or the ones that
in costume?
Yeah, there you go.
I would go 80%.
All right. Jeff Sinis is on the bridge, and he's not in costume. And 407-774-8255 is the number. Yes, we will talk about the massive ordnance air blast bomb and that was dropped on the Islamic State tunnel network in eastern Afghanistan today. But it's a perfect segue into our contest because not only did it do extensive damage.
It's like he gave us one of our categories today.
He sent another message to a lot of people or everybody around the world.
Yep.
And that is the contest tonight. Message.
So, if you were President Trump, what would be your next message to whoever? A country? A person? Individuals? Obviously, the bomb of the day delivered a very strong message to a lot of our enemies. My message would be to Barack Obama, cut the anti-American stuff out. If not, you're going to go back home. We're going to drop you off in Kenya. So it's a case that for you people out there, what will Trump's next message be for $380 worth of prizes, right, Chris?
Yep, we'll go over that in a second. And the message can be direct, like Mike just said, or it can be of a metaphorical sense, like Trump has been sending. For instance, my suggestion would be to send Hillary a message. I would send her a jail jumpsuit.
I like that.
With a number on it. I mean, that clearly sends a message.
Clear.
You don't have to write anything down, but you can do it
no
either
tracing.
Way.
Yeah, no tracing?
Either way. And the idea is to send that message to the person that you think you would send it to, were you Donald Trump. 407-774-8255 is the number, and you will win a whole big pile of prizes, including the newest prize, a treatment with $75 value at the cryotherapy, the cryo sauna place, the Chill Cryo Sauna. And by the way, it's easy to find. It's just off John Young Parkway, just south of Sand Lake Road down there on the south side of town. And it's real easy to do. And for 3 minutes, you go in there and you get chilled down, and you come out and you feel. I'm telling you, I felt like I had more pep in my step and more pop in my whatever. Right. So it's and if you've got all kinds, it helps people with all different kinds of suffering and stuff like that.
We talked about it yesterday, Chris, with these ice baths, which we'd sit in the old days a half hour, 40 minutes, right?
With a cold beer.
I know. Now you can do it in, 3 minutes? So the answer is...
I should have asked them if they could chill down a six-pack in 3 minutes, right? Go from room temperature down to 40 degrees.
We could have chugging contests. Put about three of them side by side, and here we go.
Yeah,
let's get it on.
Nitrogen, they ought to be able to.
Yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And the problem with the sitting in the ice bath, of course, is...
there's a lot of problems.
Well, for it to be effective, you have to stay in there.
That's what I mean. That's a problem.
20 minutes or so.
Like you're telling me 3 minutes. I think that's terrific.
Yeah, and you walk in. You walk out, you don't have to dry off or anything like that. It's a nitrogen mist, and it goes kind of right down your body, and it chills you down quick. And what it does for everyone, but if you want to know what it does for a healthy person, is it basically makes your blood flow a lot better. It dilates your veins and arteries, all right? Because what it does is, because it chills you so quickly, your blood basically is drawn to the core of your body. That's why they have you wear gloves and things on your feet, because the blood is actually being drawn out of your extremities into your core. And then when you step out back in the room temperature, your blood goes like, whoa!
It's like a quick trip to Antarctica.
Kind of. and so that quick, and obviously, you're not going to, get paralyzed or anything, but because it's only 3 minutes. But the point is that it causes your veins and arteries to be rejuvenated, and the blood flows a lot better, and that helps all different kinds of healing and
that's
ailments.
One of the prizes.
That's just one.
That's just one.
That's just one.
All right, and so you'll get a massage for two in the Serenity Room at Relax in Comfort.
We love that one.
And that's an hour massage in their Panasonic massage chairs. And these things, I tell you, it's just like a real, you know, real person giving you a massage. And you'll get that. You'll get a life-size cutout of somebody that's special to you. Maybe it's somebody in the news like Donald Trump. We got one of him in here. And to compliment one of Ronald Reagan, maybe it's a grandchild or something like that, or someone serving in the military who can't be home. And you'll get that. That's compliments of Dino and Janice Rentos. You'll also get a $20 gift certificate to Cafe Positano, only the finest Italian restaurant.
You know, he hasn't given any golf lessons lately, has he?
Well, he was given some wrestling lessons. Oh, he was.
Okay.
Remember
then,
that, Pierce?
Yeah,
he's,
yeah, that was pretty impressive.
he switched
his
sports.
In a whole lot of ways was that impressive.
That's right. Takedown.
And a $10 gift card to Tijuana Flats. Right? I mean, and that's compliments of Rick Brown right here. So you can't go wrong with our prize package. All right. We got a lot to talk about, but Jim is already on the line, and he wants to set the pace for tonight's contest. Let's let him do it right now. Jim, thank you for calling. We appreciate that.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I appreciate you guys making me smarter every day.
Well, we try.
Jim, just check the facts, okay?
We try to do that and give you a smile at the same time. And by the way, we check the facts.
No, I know.
All right, go ahead.
I'm sure you do. All right. You know what? I spent 20 years in the Navy. I retired in 2002. And so I saw the political wind shift back and forth a couple of times while I was there.
I guess you did. And thank you for being in the Navy.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you. One of the best messages I think that was ever sent was when
President Reagan
came out and hit the United States military, particularly the enlisted men, where it meant the most, and he gave them one of the biggest pay raises that we'd seen in years. I think for the last 12 years or so that the U.S. military has been decimated, the people by a large percentage of the population in the military have been vilified, and they have been turned into villains instead of heroes, and I think our president should step up and say thank you guys and give them a pay raise. The cold hard facts are a lot of our junior military, our junior enlisted in the military, are barely above the poverty level, and I think it's time we thank them.
I think you're absolutely right. I think that's a perfect message to send. And
that's really what's taking place now with Trump, very much so. And I'm glad that Jim recognized what the problem has been and where we are today.
Yeah.
So good message.
All right. Well, Jim, thank you very much. Make sure that Jeff has your phone number, okay?
All right, will do.
All right, you're first in the contest, and you might be first in the placing of the winners, all right? So thank you so much.
You, gentlemen.
All right.
Well, if he could block the lines, then he would win. Four phones, right, and just tie it up.
All right. So that's the idea. All right? Okay, so whatever the message you want and to whoever you want to send it to, were you the president of the United States? So he said if he was the president, he'd send the message to the military by giving them a pay raise, and that message is thank you and we appreciate you.
I think that's a terrific message.
I do, too. All right, great way to start the contest tonight. Speaking of the military, Donald Trump said today when asked about the MOBE, the Massive Ordnance Air Blast Bomb, more commonly known as the mother of all bombs.
Sounds like something out of that movie, right?
Dr. Strangelove.
Dr. Strangelove.
Indeed. And this is a bomb so large that it has to be dropped out of the back of a cargo plane, and it is about 30 feet long, 11 tons of TNT, high explosives, pack this thing. And it's the first time that it's been used in a theater of operation. Obviously, it's been tested before, but they drop the thing, and it goes off above ground, but actually very near the ground. And it just levels everything for about a mile diameter. In other words, a half mile in each direction from the so-called impact area or ground zero, shall we call it. It is the strongest conventional weapon in anyone's arsenal. And it is not quite a nuclear weapon. It is certainly not a nuclear weapon at all. But it packs a pretty doggone strong punch.
And it's as strong as Little Boy was.
Exactly. This will do as much damage as the bomb that we dropped on Hiroshima, uranium nuclear weapon.
Do you think Obama would approve this?
The bomb actually was being talked about. This mission was being planned even actually toward the end of the Obama administration.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We'll tell you what Trump said about it all, though, when we come back. And don't forget, the contest lines are now open, 407-774-8255. That's the number. Trump is sending messages left and right.
Yeah, I mean, he can answer all these questions. Wow.
If you were him, who would you send a message to? And would you send it on the tip of a bomb? Or how else? We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Folks, did you know that the diagnosis of autoimmune disorders is rising dramatically? Millions of Americans now suffer with these afflictions. You may be one of them. If you are, don't stress out. Chill out at Chill Cryosauna. Cryotherapy is a non-invasive treatment that for 2 to 3 minutes lowers the surface temperature of your skin to 40 degrees Fahrenheit. This triggers your own body's healing and rejuvenating processes. By chilling you outside, your body works to heal from the inside. No drugs, no surgery. More and more people are finding relief with cryotherapy. Maybe you can too. Even if you're healthy, it offers benefits such as increased energy, stamina, and a more youthful appearance. To schedule your first treatment, call Chill Cryosauna at 407-473-0992 or visit chillcryosauna.com. Call now and improve your health from the inside out. People under a doctor's care should consult their physician.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
It's not as heavy as usual on I-4 this afternoon. Eastbound, your delays are at 535 at the Turnpike. John Young Parkway to Ivanhoe will be heavy and slow. Lee Road to 436 and at the bridge. Westbound, heavy traffic. Princeton to the 408. John Young Parkway to the Turnpike and pass 192 slow. On the 429 northbound, a crash before Fuller's Cross Road has delays back to the Turnpike. 408 heavy eastbound from John Young Parkway to I-4. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
All right, welcome back to the American Adversaries. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there on the road, grab a hold tight and hang on. All right, we're live, 407-774-8255 is the number. And don't forget, if you would like to listen to us in the middle of the night, you can do that at rednationrising.us. Okay, we were talking about gang activity, and yeah, Jeff Sessions has talked about it over the weekend. He was interviewed on... I think it was Fake the Nation, one of the Sunday morning shows, talking about sanctuary cities, you know, and you know how stupid of an idea it is. I'm paraphrasing, but that's in essence what he was saying. It just doesn't make any sense to harbor criminals in your city.
Mm-hmm.
You're just inviting bad things to happen. And it is a bad example also that we set for our youth, and we subject them to gangs. And either they'll, you know, end up in the gangs, or oftentimes they'll be end up being victimized by gangs.
And when you think of immigration, right, this is the issue. They come across.
That's a big part of
right,
it.
Right. Central America. They join the gang. Wait a second. I thought you were supposed to come to America, get a job.
A lot of them come here, and because they come here alone, they don't have any family. The number one reason why people join gangs is because they don't have what they feel is a true family.
And what are they doing here?
They're looking for, and I'm talking about if they're born here, The reason they join gangs is because they're looking for a family. They're looking for something they feel like they don't have.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if a kid comes here and he literally doesn't have a family, he's even more prone to it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so they end up in the gangs. You have gangs marauding all around Long Island, New York, of all places, Long Island, New York. You mentioned the four kids who were killed by MS-13.
They chopped them up.
Right. Some of them came as already members of MS-13. Mm-hmm. Some of them came and became members of MS-13. Mm-hmm. And some of the children from Long Island have become members of MS-13. So, I mean, gang activity to New York in New York is nothing new, right?
Now, Chris, you talk about they come from families like just, you know, there's no father and stuff like that, right?
I didn't say that.
Okay.
No, they could come from a full nuclear family.
They just drift away.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. Or they're turned by peer pressure or whatever. But the whole reason to be in the gang is you're part of this close-knit family unit.
And right, it's like a fraternity.
Right, but you have to go through these rituals to prove it.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and by the other people going through the rituals, it proves to you that they're a true member of your family and all this business, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but it's oftentimes when push comes to shove and they get caught by the police, they'll turn on one another, but not all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you something. Going to prison for people in gangs is not something they try to avoid.
Right.
Oftentimes, that is the goal.
Mm-hmm.
That is the goal.
Well, we need to help them more.
Well,
yeah,
what we need to do is bust up the gangs, and it can be done. It can be done.
And why do we make prisons so civil?
I beg to differ with you there.
Yeah, I changed my prison. Mine wouldn't be quite the way you'd have it today.
Well, it's not that it's once again, it's the family unit. In the prison, it's even more close-knit family unit.
Right.
All right. And in the prison, it has its own hierarchy, its own society, its own culture. And in there, the gangs run it.
Right.
So if you're in a gang and you want to be in an important place, believe it or not, that could be down at Rayford.
So in essence, I'm going to graduate school when I go to prison.
Yep.
That's great.
In a gang.
I can get a PhD.
In a gang.
Great.
Right.
Good. Gang violence, PhD.
That's what, yeah.
Maybe
so,
I'll teach at Berkeley.
But see, you have to understand the gang mentality to be able to defeat the gang mentality, right?
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 Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if they're going to go to those extraordinary lengths to feel wanted, it would seem to me we could come up with some alternatives and break up, but it starts with law and order and busting up the gangs. And if they want to go to prison, accommodate them.
I think Sessions is going to help them along.
Exactly.
I think it'll be real nice.
You got that right. Lewis, I can't take your call right now because we got to take a hard break. When we come back, though, we will take your phone call and yours as well, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to call us at 407-774-8255. And please don't forget to check us out on Facebook. You'll see me chilling out at Chill Cry Osana on Facebook.
We may have to get a gang name.
We got it. It's called the American Adversaries.
You could be the Salem Slammer.
Oh, that. I said, no, I'm the Hammer.
Or something like that.
I'm the Hammer. All right, we'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A man shot and killed three people on the streets of downtown Fresno, California today, shouting "God is great" in Arabic during at least one of the slayings, and later telling police that he hates white people. Corey Ali Mohammed, 39, was arrested shortly after the rampage, whose victims were all white. He also was wanted in connection with another killing days earlier in which a security guard was gunned down at a Fresno motel after responding to a disturbance. Fresno Police Chief Jerry Dyer says the victims were shot minutes apart in close proximity in areas around downtown. He said Mohammed made other statements to police, but he did not disclose them. The shooting happened outside a Catholic Charities building, but spokeswoman Teresa Dominguez says the charity doesn't believe the suspect was tied to the nonprofit organization. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 114 points, the NASDAQ and S&P lower by 7, oil down to $52.41 a barrel. This is SRN News.
news and the latest answer traffic now.
I'm Mick Dolan with your 60-second answer news update. The president is speaking to workers at a Snap-on tool facility in Ohio, and North Carolina has repealed its so-called bathroom bill. Get your free Answer Orlando app and don't miss a thing. You'll find it in your device's app store. Boy, do we need the rain. A brush fire has closed State Road 46 in Sorrento between Plymouth-Sorrento Road and County Road 435, and the fire may be threatening power lines this afternoon. Now a brush fire has closed U.S. 192 in St. Cloud at Magnolia Road. Our next chance for rain isn't until Sunday. It's now day four of the search for an 8-year-old boy who disappeared into the ocean at New Smyrna Beach over the weekend. His 11-year-old sister tried to save him but was taken to the hospital. Volusia Beach safety crews are still out searching the surf between Ponce Inlet and New Smyrna Beach. The Rays back home tonight at the Trop against the Tigers. We'll start the pregame right here at 6:30. It's brought to you by Hole in the Wall Drywall Repair, Porky's Real Pit Barbecue, and Quinco Sports Academy. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 at AM 660. The Answer.
The first 100 days of the Trump administration is a new beginning for America, and it could be a new beginning for you in your pursuit of the American dream. Hi, I'm John Siebert, president and co-founder of Patriot Home Funding. Co-founder Pierce Outlaw and I are the owners of Patriot Home Funding, and we both have over 30 years' experience as mortgage industry leaders, making the American dream for many families a reality here in Central Florida. The IRS started accepting tax returns on January 20th, and refunds are going out now. You may be able to buy a home with your tax refund and close within the historic first 100 days. Call Patriot Home Funding now at 877-377-8123 to learn how you can achieve the American dream. At Patriot Home Funding, we say yes when the banks say no. Give us a call at 877-377-8123. Patriot Home Funding. We finance the American dream. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker business in the state of Florida. NMLS number 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
This is Chris Hart of the American Adversaries, where we keep you informed, even if that makes you a little tense. Sometimes that's good, but for your overall health and well-being, I'm here to tell you, you need to relax. Relax in comfort, and I'm going to tell you how you can do just that. Everyone loves a personal massage to ease those pains and discomforts, and it would be great to have one every day. But at $75 and up with tip, who can afford it? However, could you afford the most relaxing massage you've ever had for, say, $5 per day? I've had one of these wonderful massage experiences at Relax and Comfort in Winter Park Village, and I want you to have the same soothing and stress-relieving total body massage that I had at Relax and Comfort. Listen for your chance to win some time in Panasonic's new massage chair for a more relaxing and invigorating massage than you'll get from a professional masseuse. You'll love it. Stay tuned for details and relax in comfort.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
It's not as heavy as usual on I-4 this afternoon. Eastbound, your delays are at 535 at the Turnpike. John Young Parkway to Ivanhoe will be heavy and slow. Lee Road to 436 and at the bridge. Westbound, heavy traffic. Princeton to the 408. John Young Parkway to the Turnpike and past 192 slow. On the 429 northbound, a crash before Fuller's Cross Road has delays back to the Turnpike. 408 heavy eastbound from John Young Parkway to I-4. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Yes, this is B. Brian Blair, the Killer Bee, and I'm tired of those sticky liberal lies. That's why I tune in to the American Adversaries, where you get nothing but the truth. So don't get stung. Listen to AM 660, The Answer.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. We are the titans of talk radio, the voice to be reckoned with, and we are live right now. 407-774-8255 is the number. Mike McBath, Christopher Hart here. We got some callers on the line, and Lewis has been patiently waiting. So let's take his phone call right now. Lewis, thank you for holding.
How are you doing today?
Excellent. How about yourself, Lewis, sir?
Good, good. I was just wondering about the Black Lives Matter. Where are they? Since this black guy shot that old guy, you haven't heard anything. Now, if it would be a white guy killing that black guy, I'm sure some buildings will be burning by now.
Probably George Soros is behind on his check payments right now. Yeah, so they're waiting to reorganize till we get into the spring.
No, I see your point. And the sad reality is, Lewis, and I know what you're pointing out here, but the sad reality is that if there is an organization right now that is racist, truly racist, it is Black Lives Matter. Because what they are saying is that Black Lives Matter more than other lives. And that is racist. That is the definition of racism, to think that one race is somehow better or more deserving than another simply because of our genetics. But that's where the hypocrisy comes from. They don't care about all lives. They only care about their political views, though, at the end of the day. And that's another thing about Black Lives Matter. And the same thing with the feminist movement, and you name all these so-called left-leaning groups. At the end of the day, what's more important to them is liberal progressivism, not lives. They're just using that as a guise to push their political agenda. And you're pointing that out in a very adept way.
Yeah, of course, because it only matters if towards their convenience.
Exactly. If it's politically expedient.
I mean, think of Barack Obama in all seriousness. He was black when he needed a vote, and he was white when he needed money. But is that not political? I mean, he was a perfect example of a true politician. I mean, you know, he's always black for some things, and then he's white for other things, and then he's in between for this. Oh, come on.
But the point is,
we get it real clear.
Political ideological expediency trumps all other things, but they cloak it. They're clever at cloaking it, and that's what Black Lives Matter is all about: cloaking the fact that it's not about Black Lives at all. It's all
just
about
a cover up.
It's all about liberalism. Yep. Excellent,
perfect.
Lewis. Yeah, thanks, man. Appreciate the call. And while we're on the subject, let's go to David. He is up next. David, thank you for calling this evening.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Excellent. How about yourselves?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
Hey, man, I got a comment here. I want to see what you guys think. You know, up in Texas, they have the express line, man, to the electric chair. I think that the overpopulation in the prisons, if we put some express lines in there, I'll tell you what, we'll put the fear of God in a lot of people.
Yeah, well,
they wouldn't be killing each other. And, I mean, most of these prisons, like you said, you know, they go in as small criminals and they come out as masterminds, because now it's a school, it's a breeding ground,
right?
You know, for gangsters and more criminals.
Yeah, yeah, it is sort of an initiation process, if you will, and it is a way that the gangs do school one another and prove to themselves and their gang cohorts their worthiness of being in the gang and being elevated in the gang.
And David, are you a death penalty advocate? Which I am.
I think he is.
I'm definitely.
No, that's why I said that, because certainly you are.
He said fast track the process.
Has there ever been an actual vote where the public decides whether a death penalty is appropriate for their state, or is this just decided by politicians and lawyers?
I would presume that it has, but I mean, indirectly, we do by voting for politicians who are either for it or against it.
I know, but they keep changing their minds.
Well, see, that's part of the problem with this state attorney Ayala.
Yeah,
exactly.
Is that she never
tells you one thing, does the other?
Well, it was sort of a lie of omission. She never really talked about it during the campaign.
Okay.
And it was presumed she was pro-death penalty because she was handling death penalty cases.
Right.
As an assistant attorney, district attorney.
But now do you guys think that she should be removed? I mean, we have the death penalty here in Florida.
That's my reaction is, yeah, I thought she should be removed entirely. Because look what you've done. Now you're imposing on another state attorney to have to handle double duty. Because she won't handle her cases. He's out now handling 23 cases.
I know.
You know, and now that doesn't mean he's going to argue all 23, but he has to oversee 23. And some of the people in his office, as well as people in this office, and here she's going to be right in the middle of all this.
But Chris, how do we get a resolution when we know that a guy has been witnessed, he's killed people? But I know this process, and The process needs to be shortened and cut down so we can get rid of them.
It's the courts that extend the process.
Then we got to go back and change the court system.
Well, it's a matter of appointing more conservative justices to the various appellate courts.
We got the right guy at
top
of the ladder.
There's 100 openings now. Hopefully that's exactly what they're doing. Gorsuch was just the beginning of the process. But it's the courts, and that's the problem with what you're talking about, David. I mean, Arkansas was trying to do, in essence, that, and the court stepped in, and then last night, early this morning, the Supreme Court decided, yeah, we're going to extend the stay. Okay. So it is a very thick legal issue, but you're right. I mean, David, in essence, if you did speed up the process, it would be more effective as a deterrent. I mean, you got Tommy Ziegler on death row for those Christmas Day killings back in the 70s. The guy's going to die of old age on death row.
And imagine the money that went when we could have educated people. This is crazy.
Exactly, and I think that if we exercise and when we place that express line, you know, I'll tell you what, you know, we're not going to have people 20, 30 years. We're not going to be spending $500,000 supporting this guy. But might as well just let him out and put him on welfare.
No, and we spend a lot more than $500,000, unfortunately.
I understand that. But I'll tell you one thing. If we could just do away with the appellate process and put him on death row, and if they get one or two appeals, and if they don't go, then we execute them. And if they do go, then you just leave them on death row. Because it would be cheaper to leave them on death row and not give them the death penalty, but because you don't want them to go into the general population where they can actually kill more people, and there's more freedoms in the general population. If they're on death row, they're in solitary confinement, and they're only let out of the cell on very limited basis, on a weekly basis. It's very.
You know what, I always say, what happens if it was your brother? Would you want to just say, oh, that's okay, we'll just keep him and we'll pay for him? No, not at all.
Well, I don't
take
know.
Him outside. Finish the game.
You say that, but this morning, they gave the press conference for the Steve Stevens guy, who the chief of police kept calling him Steve, the family had already forgiven the guy. The family of the old man that he shot already forgave him. So you
and that's
can't
wonderful.
Go by that.
I think that's wonderful.
But that's why I'm saying you can't go by what you just said.
Right.
For some people, they'll want it. Some people, they won't. That's why the state tries to be the arbiter. But it's a tricky thing.
Well, who should be the arbiter if it's your brother that gets shot?
Well, it's the state. I mean, we're in a
law
and order society.
The state should be, or maybe the family.
Well, it's the law and order society, and you cannot leave those things in the hands of the family. Then you don't have law and order.
Well, if that were written into the law.
Well, then it's not. Then you're actually right, avoiding the law. But, David, thank you for your call. We appreciate it. But he's right in the sense that part of the ineffectiveness of the death penalty, and by the way, Ayala made this as part of her argument when she made that announcement weeks ago, and she was right, is that part of the ineffectiveness of the death penalty as a deterrent is that we don't actually execute it. But the flip side of that argument is that we don't really know how many people have been deterred from committing.
Because when they're dead, they're dead.
Well, no. No. No, you're missing the argument.
No.
In other words, if the death penalty is a deterrent to people committing murders, how many murders have not been committed because of the death penalty? And that, of course, is something we'll never know. So, once again, it's a very tricky legal argument. You got powerful arguments on both sides. Mm-hmm. And that means that it's prime for lawyers and judges. Clint, you're up next. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Okay. Well, hey, I was at a station in Okinawa a while back. Well, not a while back. It's been quite a while ago now.
Yes.
But the way the prison system over there was described to me when I was over there, and this has been 40 years ago, over 40 years ago, was that the government provided the facility. They provided the bars on the windows. They provided the guards. They provided a concrete bed. They provided the shackles. And then the family had to provide everything else, clothing, food,
right,
bedding, all of that stuff.
Right.
If you were caught talking to your neighbor, they assumed you were talking about escape, and that was punished. I don't know what the punishment was, but,
Well, let's just...
And I've read someplace where it costs $60,000 to $70,000 to provide an inmate. I don't make $60,000 or $70,000.
It's at least
I work
that.
My butt off every day. Don't make $60,000 or $70,000 a year.
Yeah, well, it depends on which state you're talking about. I mean, it can be as low as around $30,000 or $40,000, and as much as $60,000 or $70,000. Or for someone who's on death row, much more than that. But let's just put it this way: you do not want to go to jail in Japan.
that's
where you do not want to go to jail. Now, the downside to what you were just talking about is that the families, if they're wealthy or if they're gangs, and by the way, they got some serious gangs over there, the Yakuza, I think they call them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They can make the prison experience a good deal more comfortable by providing clothes and things like that. So it's a double-edged sword. The way we do it here is it's supposed to be equal punishment, regardless of your outside
activity.
Wherewithal. Right. It doesn't matter whether you come from a rich family or poor family. It's theoretically in our prisons you are punished the same. And with very little variance, that's true. But let me tell you something. If you want something in prison, you can probably get it if you got enough money. All right. Thank you, Clint. We appreciate it. But and thanks for serving over there in Okinawa.
That would be an amazing. I would love to see that as a vote, to see how many people actually would support the death penalty.
Well, they do polls on it all the time. And the polls they vary. And I don't recall the most recent polls. But it is not an overwhelming majority one way or the other. That's what I mean, and that's why it oftentimes ends up being a legal issue, because there's not a clear, overwhelming consensus.
I think, too, if they provided the economics of what it costs to put these people through death row and everything else, it might change the attitude and minds of others when you realize, again, what you can do with the money.
Well, once again, it doesn't matter.
I know. Well,
it's up to the courts and the legal system.
Well, I know, but that's...
And so that's the price we pay for having a law and order society.
So,
and the founders even said, better... one guilty, something like better 10 guilty go free than one innocent go to jail.
Right, but I'll bet you a prison in the 1800s wasn't as nice as it is today.
Back then is when we developed the prison system that we have today.
All right,
because back in the 1700s and before,
right.
you were keel hauled or put in the stocks or something
like
that.
You're upstairs on the top of the castle or something.
Right. I mean, it was where they hung you. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of in the way of prisons. I mean, you had in the 1800s is when we actually began the process of.
Prisoners came here originally. That's how we got our population.
I think you're confusing us with Australia. All right, once again, that all of that aside, the violence being perpetrated to get people in prison to begin with, a lot of that is a result of the breakdown in law and order and the politicians accommodating that, like Barack Obama allowing illegals to stay here, even making it comfortable for them to stay here, and therefore encouraging illegal activity. The sanctuary cities encouraging criminals to come there. It's just absurd. The whole idea of a sanctuary city is absolutely absurd, because what that means is city officials are condoning breaking the law. And see, that is what begins really the process of society breaking down and gangs taking over.
Okay, then you look at Berkeley, okay? The other day, you saw the film of it. You have people with masks punching people in the face, kicking. Is that assault, or do I not understand?
Where were the police? All I can say is, where were the police? They should have been there. Right.
They should be taken right off. They film them. They take them away. Son, you're gone for 6 months. Have a good trip. And we stop it. But you keep letting this thing grow. I don't believe it will continue to be let go, and I think they will stop it. But that was just appalling at your universities that they would. I mean, I was watching, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, this is ridiculous. I'd have grabbed every one of them, pulled them in.
The bad news is it happened in Berkeley. The good news is it happened in Berkeley.
Yeah,
and what I mean by that is that most of the violence that we have seen has come out of Berkeley.
Right.
With the exception of...
Since
Trump has been elected, most of the violence has been there.
Yeah.
And
Free speech.
Right. So at some point, you know, the people in Berkeley are going to get sick and tired of it. And if they don't, well... And they can expect more of the same.
But how can you allow the people to punch and kick and hit with batons and everything and then just walk away and say, well, I was in a debate or whatever?
Well, presumably the people of Berkeley will demand that the police do something about it. But once again, when the mentality is we're going to be a sanctuary city and therefore we're going to allow illegals. Right. I mean, you've already started down
there
that road.
You're headed to big trouble. Right. Because where do you stop, Chris? Right. Where do I cross the line?
Right. Then you've already done it when you got sanctuary status. All right. Well, we've done it. We've gone over the break. So we'll take the break right now and come back and get into this week's contest rules.
Yeah.
And continue the conversation. So stick around for more of the American Adversaries, please.
FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 eastbound, slow at 535, slow at the turnpike, heavy. John Young Parkway to Princeton, slow Lee Road to 434 and 417 to the bridge. Westbound side, you're on the brakes, Princeton to the 408, John Young Parkway to the turnpike and past 192. We've got a crash eastbound on the beach line before I-Drive. It's heavy both directions between I-Drive and I-4. And on the 429 northbound, an accident before West Road has lane blockage. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
When you wish upon a star, make no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to you.
Why is he playing this? Is this because we're talking about prison?
No. This is for the contest, right?
I know.
Wishing upon a star.
Oh, well, that's true. That right. is true. Yeah, right. Very good.
And, all right.
Well, you know, our contest this week is going to be a lot of fun. It's very appropriate. We have a number of bad people in this world, right? How about Bashar Assad, his wife? How about Kim Jong-un? And what we're going to do, there's rumors that the CNN is going to do a TV series on these two. I don't know if it's true or not, so we're not going to say one way or the other.
Right.
But we're going to need somebody to play Kim's part and someone to play Bashar Assad and his wife. So we want to see who you would choose. They could be actors from the past, dead or alive, or current actors, or politicians, or anybody else in the world. So, who would I have play Kim Jong-un? I think I would go with our old friend John Belushi from Animal House.
He's dead.
I know, but he could have played. That's what I'm saying. You go into anywhere you want to go to pull him. I think John Belushi would be good.
Computer animation.
Right, I was even thinking from, think of Animal House. You got Flounder play him. You know what I mean? Now, now let's go to the other side. Bashar Assad and his wife, right? I'm going to go with the instant package. This isn't very original, but these are two people who would be probably pretty good at it. Schmuck Schumer and Nancy Scumlosi.
Oh.
You know what I mean? They're very, that's just a very commonplace. But we need a couple and a single actors to play. So this could be big. Could be huge.
All right.
So their prizes are terrific.
That's going to be for Thursday.
Thursday.
And by the way, you mentioned Assad's wife. Mm-hmm. I think I errantly a couple of weeks ago mentioned on the show that his wife was from America. I confused her with the wife of King Abdullah from Jordan.
Right.
He's married to an American woman. Assad is not.
His wife was Assad was educated in England.
Right. And Assad evidently was educated, got some foreign education himself. And he does speak English very well. With an accent, but very well. Okay, so come up with your stars.
Yeah, your actors. Who are going to play these?
Kim Jong-un, Bashar al-Assad, and his wife. Now, you see, I think Sean Penn would be good for al-Assad. They even kind of look like one another, right?
Yeah, that's good. Now, Sean needs to get a little taller, though, you think so? But, I mean, that's
not
bad.
We'll get him some elevator shoes.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. All right. And so, once again, that will be Thursday. And get those contest entries ready.
We have the same prize
package,
$380 approximate value package.
It might even be more than that now. Lost track.
Yeah, I know.
But
it's phenomenal.
We'll go over the prizes in the next hour of the show. But we did add that chill cryo sauna treatment.
Well,
and I'm telling you, folks, it works. You'll get some benefit out of it. I don't know why. To me, my skin felt softer and better than it has in a long time.
Right.
As I said, I had a little more zip.
Well, the idea, too, is, I mean, again, if you're an athlete, let's say you play tennis every day or you play different sports, jump in there. I mean, you'll just feel better physically.
Yeah.
And I can't believe it's what is it, 3 minutes and you pop in,
three
pop
minutes,
out?
Pop in, pop out.
Wow.
That's right.
That's pretty
and
terrific.
You'll feel the benefits, and it will definitely tighten your skin up, make you look younger. Not kidding. Not fooling around. So,
I know a lot of people can use that.
Yeah, and that's now part of our prize package. But for those of you who are out there who are suffering, who are curious about this, don't wait around. Go ahead and go down there and take advantage of it. And
so you could jump in that and then go take a massage.
Yep, if you want.
Friends.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, you may not.
That's a double package winner. Wow.
Yeah, there you go. So all that's part of our prize package, and we'll go over it in more detail in the next hour of the show. And once again, I want to remind you, please check us out on Facebook. Got some funny stuff up there today, including me at the Getting Chilled Out. And while you're at our Facebook page, please scroll down and find the Best of Orlando survey and vote for us, the American Adversaries, in the talk radio category. Let's get them down there going, who are these?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, those are the guys we've been hearing about for the last 6 years.
The
wow.
contest guys.
Yeah. All right, that's Best of Orlando Survey. Talk radio category. Vote for the American Adversaries as often as you like. All right, we'll be right back with more of the day's news live right here.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the Earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see our friends without a road.
Welcome back for hour number two of the American Adversaries Drive Time Now Prime Time Show. We are here live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. And a little bit later on at midnight, we'll be on the Red Nation Rising Radio Network. Wherever you are, whenever you listen, we really do appreciate it. All right, Christopher Hart here along with Michael McBath, Nick LoCicero on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. Had some excellent phone calls in the first hour. We look forward to taking yours. Before we really get rolling, though, here yesterday in this hour of the show, we took a phone call from Frank, our good friend Frank.
Our good friend Frank, right.
Our brother. And he called for the American Adversaries Power Prayer Team to get into action this morning, 5 a.m.,
and this I know is amazing, though, what occurred after you fellows
well,
prayed.
I know a number of our listeners did, along with me, and Frank and Kurt Reed, who was here with us last night. Kurt even texted me this morning that he was doing it. God bless him. And lo and behold, what Frank called for, it was similar to the Markeith Lloyd thing.
Yeah.
When we did the power prayer the morning, the day he was apprehended.
Right. Get him, bring him in.
And lo and behold, today, right about noontime, the word broke that the Steve Stevens had been identified by a
McDonald's employee at the takeout window when
drive
he was through. Coming through,
they
recognized him. That was really terrific, and I believe she deserves $15 an hour.
Or that $50,000
or something.
Reward.
Yeah, I think she'll be happier with that.
Yeah, I would be too. And but he was identified. The police gave chase, and when the police ran him off the road, he shot himself. So I want to thank all of you listeners out there, and you power prayers. For your prayers.
Mm-hmm.
You pray yours for your prayers. If you get it.
You know what? Who knows?
In all seriousness,
you're about three for three, Chris. You're
a
Trump election.
Yeah.
What happened today?
Markeith Lloyd.
And then, yeah. I mean, that's, you better be praying a lot more, buddy.
All right.
You're doing a good job.
All right. Well, and so he is disposed of. There was a terrorist act. I'm calling it that. The police chief of Fresno calls it a random act of violence. This guy was out to kill white people. He said he made no bones about hates white people. I guess he put stuff all over his Facebook.
Did, yeah, he did the Allah Akbar Act. Started screaming that and everything.
But he has been apprehended alive. I believe four people have been killed. All
by
white.
This gentleman.
White. And
you wonder now, Chris, we debated this Facebook thing again. His name was Ali Muhammad, right? He advocated hatred on the Facebook, and no one watches his stuff, right? I guess I don't know.
On the one hand, you wonder what is Facebook up to, but on the other hand, I mean, if somebody is stupid enough to do that, they are exposing themselves to law enforcement.
Oh, I understand, but
should law enforcement be out there watching?
Right. Should they be out there watching?
And I don't know if they can.
I don't know either. Because it is privacy or something?
It's a form of surveillance,
well, you gotta be invited,
I would think. But, I mean, they do. I mean, you hear about them going to escort services that do people have online, and they go and they arrest those people.
And they bust them up.
So I can't see why they couldn't do the same thing with a terrorist. I mean, it seemed to me a terrorist to be a little bit more of a threat to society than a prostitute. That's just me.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's...
No, you see, so many crimes
at least he was apprehended.
Yeah, through Facebook, you know, in the sense that they were certainly
and Zuckerberg,
touched upon in the involvement of something.
Yeah, Zuckerberg has commented today. He was commenting mainly about the Steve Stevens thing where the guy shot the older fella live.
Right,
on
Facebook.
Right, and basically described his sort of like a commentator describing the action. Zuckerberg admitted today they got more work to do.
When that guy shot him live on Facebook, did anybody Facebook, I wonder, call up the authorities?
I don't know the particulars. It did take him a while, evidently, to discover it and pull it down.
Don't you think if Facebook, if Zuckerberg makes billions, he could maybe apply $1 billion toward
a little bit
of monitoring
The thing about Facebook is the same thing as, take for instance, his radio show.
Right.
We can come here every day and talk to our heart's content, but if there's no one out there listening, no one's going to know what we're saying. So, in other words, he could have shown it live on Facebook, and no one was watching while he was showing it live, and then it was discovered that he had done it. I don't know how the particulars went down on that. The bottom line is the guy was taken out of action. But General Kelly, John Kelly, Department of Homeland Security, today was talking about what he called the nexus between gang activity and terrorism, and the nexus being that it's a lot of it's sort of the same thing. You mentioned earlier in the show the four kids who were brutally murdered
up in Long Island. They chopped these kids up.
MS-13.
I mean, that is so terrible.
Right.
And by the way, we know they're in circulation in all these places. And I do believe that Trump and them are really going to be effective in busting them apart. But still, how did we reach this point?
It's going to take a joint local nation, local law enforcement, and a nationwide strategic plan.
And you
got to
bust up the sanctuary city.
Because, MS-13 is in every city pretty much in the country. They're here in Orlando.
Oh, yeah,
right? And then you got a bunch of other gangs out there, too, the Bloods and whoever and all, right? So they're all out there, and it is it's a matter of breaking up the gangs and providing a better alternative for the youth who seem to find refuge in these gangs, and it's a terrible situation. And by the way, prison is where the recruiting of gangs and terrorists goes on.
And that's like we mentioned earlier, that's where you get your graduate degree, which is terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, there just has to be a way to resolve this. One, again, on this immigration issue, I think Trump's right.
Well, and see, the thing with the gangs is the kids that join the gangs, they see the gangs as somehow glamorous family.
Yep.
And then, but the lifestyle is somehow glamorous. You got to take that away from it. And in my opinion, and by the way, Kelly, and I don't know exactly what he meant by this, but he said that marijuana is not crucial to the war on drugs or something like that. I'm paraphrasing, but I hate to say it because a lot of you aren't going to want to hear this, but I've said it on the show before, and that is if you really want to dismantle the gangs, you got to take away their source of income.
No, that's understandable.
Well, their source
of
income,
drugs,
primarily.
Right.
All right, they dabble in some prostitution and some of the, you know, other stuff, but it's primarily drugs is where the money is.
But are you going to separate drugs out, cocaine from marijuana? From, you know, I mean,
you can't. You can't. Because if you leave any one of them illegal, they'd make mm-hmm. money on it, right? Mm-hmm. And you have to go at it from the, you know, treating it from the other direction. In other mm-hmm. words, try to discourage people. It's amazing, but the most successful program to keep people off drugs was Nancy Reagan's Just Say No program.
In other words, still remember the advertising.
Right. But see, it was predicated on getting to the kids young,
right,
early. And if you wait till somebody's on drugs, you done lost the game.
That's a terrible long-term
right.
problem.
Right, exactly.
Yep.
So it's just a reality. Mm-hmm. And the same thing with the drug cartels. And believe me, a lot of the money that funds terrorism comes from the illegal drug trade. All you have to do is go back and look at our experiences during Prohibition mm-hmm. and what happened then. We're reliving it now. It's the same nightmare, only much worse. And it's going to take the same solution.
Like you say, look at our immigration problem with all the drugs from Mexico. You think that's a big part of immigration? Yeah, it's a huge part of immigration.
Right, it is. Now, that doesn't mean all these people are going to suddenly become angels if you do that. But what it does mean is the glamour goes out of it, right? The gangsters don't have the mouths full of gold anymore,
yeah.
right? They don't have the fine cars. They can't buy all the guns. The money's just not right. there in prostitution.
The influence of them drops off tremendously.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And the glamour goes away.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
And the allure of all that quick money goes with it.
And that's the bad thing for these young kids because of the quick money. You know, why should I go another route if I can do this? And actually, prison isn't that bad.
Let me tell
isn't
you something.
Isn't that terrible when they think that prison
like
isn't
I said,
that bad?
You know,
oh, boy.
For gang members, it can be part mm-hmm. of the initiation ritual. For others who can see it as just time off.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Great.
Hey,
mm-hmm.
when you're making $4 or $5 million a year doing basically
hey,
nothing.
Obama would have let you out. Hey, you got a couple driver eyes. Hey, you're on your own. Have a good
that's
day
right.
and just don't kill too many people trying to sell some more drugs.
That's right. I mean, yeah. it's a very difficult, complicated knot of a situation, mm-hmm. but it can be solved, but it will take dramatically different approach.
But don't you believe, Chris,
but
in these
to start yeah. with, you round up the gang leaders and the perpetrators of the gang activity mm-hmm. and you lock them up. What's that?
But don't you believe in the sanctuary cities, which we mentioned before, that if there was some way you could tie some of these horrendous situations to liability to the politicians, they would stop this so quick because they know they're not right. But there's nothing stopping them. I'm going to get elected again.
Well,
I'll just keep feeding this garbage out.
Well, to me,
it's not me.
There's two logical solutions to the sanctuary city business.
Mm-hmm.
One is to outlaw them and make them pay, even
which
to,
hopefully we'll see
even
coming up.
To the point of putting the city officials in jail.
That's what we're.
Right?
I like it. I like it. Right?
Or as you round up illegals, you purposely send them to the sanctuary cities and say, okay.
Yeah. Here we got 20 killers here. We're going to move them over to San Francisco.
Right. Now, yeah. we're going to leave them with you, but they cannot leave your city.
Right.
If they do, we're going to send them back.
Right.
But you said you'd keep them. Here they are. And by the way, you're not going to get any federal money.
I think that would stop it pretty quick, don't you?
I do think so,
oh,
yes.
Oh, boy.
You see, the problem with outlawing them and taking away the funding mm-hmm. is the Democrats then go, oh, see how mean they are. Those brutes, those Republicans, they want to take these poor, poor children and send them back to horrible conditions in these other countries. Oh!
Why does Brock have a wall around his house in Washington? You don't want anybody coming in, right?
Exactly.
So maybe we take the locks off of all the Democrats' doors.
Right.
Welcome.
Well, see, that's why I'm saying. You see, those arguments will never work
it
against the liberal.
Work. It's,
right.
Yes.
So what you do is you give them what they want. They want sanctuary cities?
Yeah.
Fill them up.
Let them go.
Fill them up with the criminals and the illegals. Let them have them all and see how they like it. And I guarantee you they'll change their tune pretty doggone
well, maybe
quick.
Maybe when they cross the border, they'll have a sign like, two sanctuary city, two jail. You deviate to which side you want to go.
The whole point is give these morons what they're asking for.
Oh, boy, but are
okay?
they costing this?
If they want to provide sanctuaries, sanctuary city accommodations, then let's give them plenty of people to accommodate.
And you know, the aesthetic value of these cities are falling apart too.
Of course.
You have so many people that have no housing, so many people living in the park,
right.
So many people no bathroom facilities.
Right.
In all seriousness, they're destroying these cities.
So wouldn't you rather see the people of California suddenly dawn on them that it's these stupid idiots in Sacramento who
are
saddling
doing
us?
It constantly
so
to you.
Maybe we should put somebody else in there who will get rid of these illegals and get rid of the sanctuary state status because we don't like it.
Well, I don't.
You see, the answer in our form of government always is there with the people.
Well, I'm going with the movie stars. Whatever Samuel L. Jackson says is what I'm going to do. Not.
All right. He's weighing in on the Georgia
election. I know.
Election.
I love that.
All right. We'll get to the rest of the news when we come back from the break. Please stay with us. You are listening to the American Adversaries. And there was a lot of other stuff going on today. And we'll hit on that when we get back.
Contest.
Yeah, and that too.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to orlandoshomeinspector.com.
Marilee here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
Like Bahama cruises from $218 per person. Or how about an Alaska 7-night cruise, starting at $799 per person? Or a Caribbean 7-night cruise, starting as low as $499 per person? Sandals and Beaches Resorts are offering specials up to 65% off. Iceland is a hot destination in 2017. How about a 5-day vacation starting at $1,529 per person? Join me for our spring Come Sail Away With Me cruise on the Royal Caribbean Oasis of the Seas, starting at $860 per person. Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
Ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump was at the Snap-on tool factory today, signed another executive order, Buy American,
and he's
Hire
up in,
American.
Right, he's up in Wisconsin, right?
Wisconsin, that's
and,
right.
And think of, now that used to be, what, a Democratic state, right?
Yep.
And he's doing what? Getting more jobs, showing them what he's doing with an executive order, and we both know the number of executive orders he's put through has really had some major impact, and that's exciting.
And in this particular executive order, the Buy American, Hire American is for government contracts. In other words, they will now, for everything from pencils to computers
to
automobiles or whatever, they're supposed to be made in America. And when they hire contractors, they should be as well American.
So you can't buy from Russia?
I guess not. They'll also
Donald Trump.
He also calls for a review of the H-1B visa program. That's the program that allows people to come here for high-tech jobs,
most
computer software.
Tech companies who are what? Globalists? Who are what?
Right.
Democrats?
Yeah. Right. Like Google and Facebook,
you got it. Right.
Where diversity means more to them than hiring Americans.
Money means more to them than hiring Americans.
Right.
That's
right.
All that matters.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the election in Georgia is going off today. This guy, Osloff, who is the Democrat, who this 30-year-old kid who has been getting all the money from Democrats from around the country and even outside of the country, he's fading a little bit as the election was closing.
Which is great.
People found out, for one, that a lot of his support did not come from not only the district, but not even the state.
He's gotten over $8 million.
Most of it.
In a nothing race.
Almost all of it from out of state, not just out of district, but out of state. Speaking of out of district, he doesn't even live in the district.
Right.
He lives with his girlfriend, and she's going to college.
We're not married?
12 years a girlfriend. No, not married.
12 years a girlfriend?
Yeah, and not married yet.
Any children?
Evidently not. Oh. She's going to medical school, and he is quote-unquote supporting her efforts.
So he's truly not a moralistic.
Well, but if he gets elected, he promises he's going to move into the district. Samuel L. Jackson has stepped in and called for voters to get out and vote and express their vengeance and fury over the Trump election.
Isn't that a disgusting statement?
Well, not only that, but he accused Trump of being a racist and a misogynist.
I know. He has no grounds for that at all.
No.
But
no,
do we have grounds for calling him an idiot?
Yeah.
I think we got it.
By the way, that movie Pulp Fiction is real popular amongst gangs and stuff like that.
Oh, that's great.
Right? Because who are the two heroes in that movie?
Oh, I know.
Him and Travolta. And what is it that gets them their fame and glory? Oh, they're a couple of assassins. And they walk away scot-free at the end of the movie, and they're the heroes somehow of the doggone thing.
Didn't he just do that one, The Hateful Eight, too, which had to be the worst movie I ever saw.
Right. And meantime, the liberal media is still got their panties all knotted up over Donald Trump's lack of presenting his tax returns. And even on today, tax day.
Republicans don't care.
Gosh,
I could care if I ever see it.
But it's just, he can't do this. He's got to produce these tax returns.
They had to just bring liberals on TV and hand it to him, say, describe it. They wouldn't even know how to read the first page because they've never filed a tax return.
By the way, he says he's not releasing them because he's under audit. And they say, well, the IRS says you can still release it. That doesn't matter. It's what he wants to do and his legal advisors. And by the way, now that he's president.
Yeah, I got elected not releasing it. Okay?
Now that he is president, he will be audited automatically each year. Because starting about 40 years ago, around the Nixon era, they started automatically auditing the president every year.
All right.
I guess somebody forgot to audit Hillary Clinton. That's where they might have found something.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we'll be back. You'll have to listen to us at AM660TheAnswer.com or on your smart device. The Rays pregame show is coming up.
Exclusive coverage of Tampa Bay Rays baseball in Central Florida is brought to you by Hole in the Wall Drywall Repair. With quick and effective solutions to restore the beauty of any wall or ceiling, call 407-283-1069 or online at holeinthewalldrywallrepair.com. And by Porky's Real Pit Barbecue. Before or after the game, enjoy Central Florida's best barbecue. Porky's in the heart of downtown Apopka. And by Quinco Sports Academy, Florida's premier indoor baseball training facility in Winter Park. Go to quincoacademy.com.
FM 105.5, FM 105.5, and AM 660, The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Authorities say the man accused of shooting and killing three people in Central California fired 16 rounds in 1 minute. Fresno Police Chief Jerry Dyer says 39-year-old Corey Ali Muhammad was armed with a revolver and reloaded at one point. He opened fire at four locations within a block. Muhammad was arrested shortly after the shooting. He also was wanted for a separate killing from last week in which a motel security guard in Fresno was gunned down. Dyer has said Muhammad told police he hates white people and shouted "God is great" in Arabic before the killings. All three victims in Tuesday's killings were white men and Muhammad is black. Dyer says police have called the FBI to assist in the investigation. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 114 points, the NASDAQ and S&P lower by 7, oil down 24 cents to close at $52.41 a barrel. This is SRN News.
Do you suffer from chronic pain, stiff joints, inflammation, arthritis, fibromyalgia, cold extremities? Are you overweight? Do you have skin problems, cellulite? How about stress, anxiety, depression? Or are you healthy and want to enhance your fitness and achieve a more youthful appearance? Then cryotherapy may be for you.
Cryotherapy was developed in Japan to bring relief to people suffering from rheumatoid arthritis. By surrounding you from the shoulders down with a non-invasive nitrogen mist for 2 to 3 minutes, your body's surface temperature is lowered to 40 degrees Fahrenheit. This triggers your body's natural processes to rejuvenate you. It can even slow the effects of aging. No drugs, no surgery. Athletes use cryotherapy to enhance their performance and to speed recovery. So take 3 minutes to optimize your health, fitness, and beauty. Call Chill Cryo Sauna now to schedule your appointment. 407-473-0992, chillcryosauna.com. Call now and improve your health from the inside out. People under a doctor's care should consult their physician. Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499, jerrysmb.com.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Trump HQ. The U.S. fighting gangs coming across our borders.
But the MS-13 is a particularly violent gang, and it does need to be stopped, and we can do it.
Illegals across our southern border, down 70%.
We're going to go after them. We can defeat those gangs.
If we have someone who has entered illegally, it is simply a gang member, but a gang member of MS-13, is that grounds to prioritize their case and remove them?
Yes.
Your answer for what's next is here. Trump HQ. FM 105. 5.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Hey, this is Johnny B. Badd, the Bad Man of World Championship Wrestling, and I'm here to tell you, listen to the American adversaries. They may be some bad men, but they're great guys.
All right, welcome back to the show. Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate you being out there. The Rays pregame show is now on the airwaves, so that it means if you're listening, you're listening via your smart device, or you've gone to our website, AmericanAdversaries.com, hit the Listen Live button, which brings us to the AM660TheAnswer.com website. And Chris, so thank you for listening.
I consider the Rays sort of Orlando team, don't you?
No.
Oh, you don't? Because I was going to ask you, who do you think will have a better record, the Rays or the Magic?
Oh, that goes without saying.
That should be the Rays, right?
Yes, the Rays.
Oh, but they've been sliding lately. Have you seen that?
Yeah, they started off with a bang and have been the last week or so with a whimper. The Red Sox kind of put them in their place. How about that there, Nick? Yeah, yeah, he's giving us thumbs up.
Remember that fellow Brad Miller? He hit 30 home runs last year.
Yeah.
But he got off to a terrible start last year. And he's off to a bad one again this year.
Yeah.
I can't believe it plagues the guy, and then he seems to pick it up. But 30 home runs for a guy playing second base, pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good hitting.
Yeah. So
hopefully he gets back on form here.
Yeah, hopefully so. Okay, we're here live until 7 o'clock. If you're listening to us now, you can listen to Larry Elder at 7 o'clock. 407-774-8255 is the number. And Bo is on the line already, so let's take his phone call. Hey, Bo, how you doing this evening?
Okay there, Chris and the gang. It's Bo again, and I'm sitting here on the porch watching the sun go down after a long day of work.
All right, Bo.
I just want to comment on Mr. Samuel Jackson.
Yeah.
I'd like to know from his famous commercial, you know, what's in his wallet, because I'm sure there's some conservative thoughts behind it. So if anyone can ever ask him, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah.
What's in his wallet?
What's in his wallet?
What's in his wallet? Okay, I got it from the commercial.
Funny. Yeah,
what's in your wallet?
Like
what's
that.
In his wallet? What's in his wallet?
I hope he's really happy.
Well, I tell you what's in his.
It's very hypocritical.
It is very
That's
hypocritical.
That's all I got to say tonight, guys. I
all right.
Sure.
All right, thank you, good, Bo. Appreciate you listening. All right, and tip one back for us. What's in his wallet is a lot of $100 bills.
Yeah, you know, here's an example.
You know, for a couple of years, he was the highest paid actor in Hollywood. I don't think he was last year. I think Dwayne Johnson actually was last year. But for the prior couple of years, Samuel L. Jackson was the highest paid actor in Hollywood.
Does he talk like a racist? Or a bigot, whatever your word. What do you think? I mean, now think about this. Does he?
He's bigoted. Yes.
Okay.
All right. The way he talks about Trump is
right.
Bigoted. Okay.
Without a doubt.
Right? Because it's all political innuendo. He doesn't know what the first thing about Trump.
I don't know anything about Trump.
Racist or misogynist. And in fact, the people who know Trump
sexist.
The best say he's not. But that's in the eye of the beholder. Right? So that's what it means to be prejudiced and bigoted. It's in the eye of the beholder. In other words, it's a subjective
yeah.
opinion. And it's a subjective opinion based on little or no evidence.
Right.
You could say the closest thing to Trump being a misogynist was that episode in the bus
mm-hmm.
where he talked about grabbing women's hoo-has.
But again, he was really an actor at that point. He wasn't a politician.
And in fact, what he was saying is that more, it was a comment about women letting him do it.
Do you think Samuel Jackson would be a cherub when it comes to the treatment of women? I would love to know his background, because I am not sure that would be the case. Do you?
Good question. Good
do
question.
Do you think Samuel Jackson would be a drug guy?
I don't know. I've never heard anything like that.
I don't
that.
Know.
He is a hardworking actor, I'll say that, and it would be difficult.
But boy, he comes across as a, you know, he walks the line. Him and Stephen A. Smith walk the line.
Let's just say what we do know is that he's pompous and self-righteous.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we do know. The rest is speculation.
Right.
What we do know is he's pompous and self-righteous. And but it shows the desperation of the Democrats.
Go somewhere else.
Well, this is a special election, and it's to fill Tom Price's seat. It's a suburb of Atlanta. Now, Atlanta has a very large black population, so I'm sure the thinking is we can snag this seat. We can then blow that up into the Trump parade is
but
over.
Isn't that district? Mostly white?
It's been traditionally overwhelmingly Republican district. When I say traditionally, I mean in the modern political sense.
Right.
Prior to the 60s, it was a very traditional Democrat district. But nonetheless, it has evolved into a very strong Republican district. Now, they're pinning their hopes on the fact that Trump only won the district by a small percentage.
Right.
Even though Tom Price won re-election in 16 by a large percentage. So they're thinking that this is going to be more about Trump, and that's what they've been trying to make it. But this this guy, Ossoff, has now become associated with a national political apparatus.
A machine from the outside.
Right, exactly.
Right.
When politics is, at this level, all local.
Right.
Right? The locals don't like the outsiders coming in.
You know, if you live, would you want Samuel L. Jackson calling your house up in Maitland? Hey, Samuel, do you live right down the street? What are you calling me for? Get off the phone.
I don't know that Samuel L. Jackson is the bigger problem for Ossoff as it is the fact that so much money and other influence has come in from outside.
Without a doubt.
You know, Samuel L., I can see him kind of, okay, all right, Samuel L. Jackson,
whatever.
Right. But the money that's flowed in, right?
Soros probably has some bucks coming
in.
There's
no question about
it. No doubt. Yeah.
Right. Now, here's what the deal is, all right? The election's going on right now. I believe the polls close at 7.
I will know by what, 8?
We should know something this evening. However, unless one candidate gets 50% plus one, there will be a runoff. And it does not look like any of them are going to get 50%.
That would be awful hard to get, even for our guy.
The Democrats were hoping that Osloff would be able to pull it off, get the 50% plus one. That would put an end to it. Because what's going to happen now, presuming that he or no one else gets it, and the polling does not indicate that anybody's going to get it at this stage.
The top two compete.
Will compete. And that will mean that all the Republican that is being divided now.
They all can now focus on him.
Right, exactly.
Tear him up for his stances.
If he doesn't win it outright tonight, his chances of winning it all go down dramatically.
Yep.
And especially since it has now come out that he doesn't live in the district and that so much money and influence has come in from not just outside the district, but outside the state and even some of it outside the country. I don't think that people voting in a congressional election are going to like that a whole lot. So all that has to happen tonight is a Republican coming in fairly strong in second place, and Osloff not getting the 50% plus one.
Plus, like you say, the fact that he's very inexperienced, I think, would make him a little bit of a sitting duck if he can get one-on-one.
Yeah, the last few days have not been good for him. As people have took a closer look at him, what they have seen is not as shiny and as pretty.
Well, I think we're closer. They couldn't find out what house he lived in. He wasn't in the. Where is he?
Evidently, he lives in his girlfriend's apartment.
So maybe he doesn't even have an address. Maybe you only can reach him by email, Chris.
My understanding is she doesn't live with him. He lives with her. In other words, it's her residence.
Oh. I call that a sponge. Well, that's what politicians are in most cases.
Well,
it would be perfect.
I was going to say.
I was going to say, oh, my God, this guy's
maybe he's in. Maybe
you're
he's
in.
Suited for the job after all, right?
He's a living sponge. Wow.
Anyway, we should know before the evening is out if there's going to be a runoff. And I think there will be a runoff.
Are you going to stay up all night waiting for that?
I don't think you'll have to.
I don't think I'm going to anyway.
I do not think that you will have to. And by the way, the Democrats think that this tax thing with Trump is somehow going to make a difference in people's attitudes towards him, which is why they keep hammering it home. But it's like we've said on the show before, people are more concerned about their own taxes than Trump's.
Take, for instance, today.
What did the market do today?
Well, the market at one point was down 174 and ended up down about 113.
And it's because?
Well, Mnuchin came out today and just made
the Treasury Secretary
that he thought tax reform might be delayed a little bit.
It won't
be, let's say, in August, you're not going to have it completed. He can pretty much assure you that.
So the market is down because people are thinking about their own taxes,
You got it. Right.
Right. See, they want that tax reform because they're worried about what they pay in taxes. They don't give a damn what Donald Trump pays. What they are going to care is if this tax reform doesn't happen.
What the irony is, it's usually the people who don't pay any taxes worry about what the other people pay in taxes.
Okay,
wait a second. Why are you people marching? None of you pay taxes. You're on food stamps. You do everything. And now you're worried about what I pay taxes?
No, see, I suppose there is some rhyme to their reason.
There must be something wrong with me.
Reason to their rhyme. Because maybe they don't want to be paying taxes. They see us paying taxes, and they don't want any part of that pain. So they're going to want to make sure they don't have to.
Oh, yeah.
More likely, they just don't want to have to because they feel like they're entitled to not have to pay taxes.
But like I said, I think you maybe agreed too, but I just think every American needs to pay a minimum of 5% because they got to have skin in the game. It's not fair. You put in all the roads. You put in it. It's not right.
I mean, if you want to look at it that way, if you are employed, or if you're self-employed and you make a profit, you are already putting tax money in. I mean, it goes into Social Security. Right. So if you're employed, that's 7.5.
Right.
But people don't see it that way. They don't even think about that, right? Because
you think you're going to get it too, and you think it's a savings account, which it never turns out to be either.
Right. Exactly. Right. Which is why the White House has been kicking around an idea, amongst other ideas, that maybe if we can't get tax reform, we'll just do away with the self-employment tax.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the Social Security tax, and use what they're already using, which is general revenues, to pay the Social Security fund with, right?
Yeah.
It would just be more in the open now, right? Because
but then all those down the road wouldn't have anything unless
they don't have anything now.
I know, I guess.
Except a box full of IOUs.
Yeah.
That's the whole problem.
Yeah.
We talk about
about
the $20 trillion debt as though that's a big deal. We've got 10 times that in obligations, unfunded, IOUs in a box. Remember the old lock box? Well, all that's in the lock box is IOUs, our IOUs.
That's where we all went astray by these politicians. They should not be paid unless they balance the budget.
Well, but it makes more sense now for Barack Obama to have a wall around his house, right?
Oh, yeah.
he don't want the rabble coming in.
Yeah.
All right. We'll stick around, and we'll be right back for more of the American Adversaries. And once again, if you're listening to us right now, you have computer skills. That means you can go to our Facebook page and find the Best of Orlando survey and
vote.
And vote multiple times. Talk radio category, American Adversaries, the entry. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, spring is already upon us. And that means wedding bells are ringing. It also means a lot of you are either planning a wedding or know someone who is. And as you know, this can be an agonizing and tense-filled experience. Unless you have someone on your planning team who can help you make that day as special as it can possibly be. Dino Rento Studios is that playmaker. They have wedding planners that can help you as much or as little as you need. They also have decorations like table centerpieces or arches or columns, Mr. and Mrs. Table, or whatever it will take to make that day special, all at affordable prices. So don't stress it. Call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089. They are located just off North John Young Parkway, but you can reach them at 800-704-7089 or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. That's Dino Rentos, R-E-N-T-O-S, studios.com.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepard, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show. Okay, welcome back to the show. Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. If you want to call, you still got a few minutes to do so. 407-774-8255 is the number. You missed it last night, but we did this. You talked about Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, she's one of my favorites.
Oh, you know? Well, get used to
with
it.
Her little bun haircut.
Yeah, well, she's, I love that. We're probably going to be seeing a good deal more of her because she has written a book. It came out today, and she called it This Is Our Fight. And
what is it, a page long?
I dubbed it This Is Her Fight.
Yeah, because no one's going to vote for her.
It's a book that almost all presidential candidates mm-hmm. nowadays, it's sort of part of the ritual anymore. They write a book, and it talks about how they see the political landscape and the problems of the nation and what they would do to resolve them.
I wonder
and
who her ghostwriter was.
Yeah. And many of them do have ghostwriters.
Right, of course they do.
Not all, but most.
Right.
But they, it is obviously stocked full of liberal solutions. And if you don't think that's bad, and I see this as she's throwing her hat in the ring to run for president, right? I don't think there's any question about it.
Now, you saw Bernie Sanders is now on this trail.
And
I actually got an email that a friend of mine who is a liberal sent me. He laughed about this. He's now asking, here we go again, $27. If you could send him $27, it'll help him and Perez. You know, they're doing this tour. Right. I really wonder if the 27 is to help him pay the heating bill on his new $600,000 house that he bought on the lake from all the fools that gave him money.
Somehow don't think he has to worry about that at this stage
is that
of the
funny?
Game.
$27, he get and, your money in.
Yeah, he and Tom Perez. And it was interesting that Keith Ellison wasn't there with him.
I guess he's upset. He's burnt up.
Yeah.
Probably
Tom,
he's mad.
Tom Perez and Bernie Sanders were in Maine last night. Evidently, Tom Perez got booed because people wanted to hear Bernie Sanders. They didn't want to hear Tom Perez give a big old long speech.
Do you ever hear Tom Perez? He's very unimpressive.
No.
He gets too mad. Like, you know, he delivers an angry type speech, which doesn't cut it.
Right. And Bernie Sanders kind of does, too. And then, of course, Bernie Sanders got up there and... but there is a great deal of speculation, and it's not being denied by Bernie, that he, too, is thinking of running again.
He'll be like, in all seriousness, 81?
He'd be like 78. I think he's 74.
Oh, my God. He looks like an old 74.
Indeed. Indeed. But it's ironic that the younger voters go for the older guy. But
in the end, if they will, we'll see.
It's only because they're in liberal institutions we call schools and colleges, and they're being filled full of liberal notions that he plays right into, and of course, free education, right? So,
you think all the Black Lives Matter and stuff will go to him or to Perez?
All I can say is, if Bernie wants to run again, I say run, Bernie, run.
Oh, I know. Come on, bring it on, buddy.
Bring it on. I'd just love to see him and Elizabeth Warren go at it in a primary. Right.
And the other question is, could Elizabeth Warren even get elected in her own state? Because there are going to be some guys that they've been, you know, bandering around that are going to run against her who would look pretty impressive.
Let's just say, if either one of them runs against Donald Trump. I don't think Trump will have a hard time at all defeating them. Those are the liberal stars right now, so we'll see if they run them up the flagpole, so to speak.
You don't think they could come up with one centrist, a guy that makes any form of common sense?
Oh, they could.
They just don't want one.
They could, but they don't want one.
Yeah.
Of course
they're going to get killed again.
No, it's like the earlier caller. See, it's all
pathetic.
About political expediency. To get their agenda pushed through, and a centrist is not—that's not their agenda.
Yeah.
So
they're doomed.
Yeah. So it is going to be an interesting election season here in a couple of years. In the meantime, the Immigration Service is going after illegals and much more with much more vigor, even those with no criminal record. Are being rounded up at a rate double than they were under Obama, pretty low still. But it was interesting that on Fake the Nation over the weekend, Chuck Todd asked General Kelly, what is a criminal? Because the idea is illegals are somehow okay to be here, but if they then commit crimes, then they're now doing something illegal.
But I don't know. When I hear the word illegal, I always think of sort of,
exactly.
Right. That's
right. And
so,
that was pretty much Kelly's response was, look.
The word's illegal.
Right.
When are you going to get it?
Right. He said, we're not the ones deporting people. It's the law. And the law describes, you know, what is legal and what is not. And if you come here in an undocumented with undocumented status,
you're going to go home.
You're illegal.
Yeah.
Right. And you're subject to going back. Doesn't mean necessarily we'll catch you and send you back.
Well, that most recent,
but we'll be looking for you.
The most recent statistic where, what was it? I mean, they've had as few people cross since the year 2000 or something. That's phenomenal.
That's
just great.
He said for the month of March, it appears as though the numbers are down 60 to 70%.
Isn't that tremendous? I mean, imagine the money it saves us. Tremendous. But
not
the message
only,
is
not
getting
the,
across.
Not only the money, but the crime. It gets
all these comes, things that are associated with
exactly,
it.
Exactly, because it all comes back into it, you see. In a law and order society, when you have breakdown in the law and order in one part of it, it erodes the rest of it. You see? And I think the liberals understand this. I don't think it's lost on
them. They just want to vote.
They want it to happen.
Yeah.
You see? They don't like our form of government. They don't like the idea that conservatives can actually win elections and tell them what they have to do.
Do you think these immigrants are spending money at places like Del Frisco's and stuff? I don't think so.
I kind of doubt
that. I don't
think
they're helping the American restaurant
but
business,
I bet
dude.
There are some illegals who do because of the black market.
Oh, well, drugs.
Yeah.
But,
drugs, just getting people into the country illegally, sex slaves, you name it.
Yeah.
So, but it all does get back to having an open border as opposed to a closed border. Right?
Yep.
Because if you have an open border, you can't even then really have a law and order society because people can come and go too freely.
What's interesting, too, to see the number of people that have dropped off. Maybe we don't need an entire wall. You know what I mean? In other words, just have a, you know,
well,
put the wall where it's most prevalent where they cross.
I understand that, but here's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Sooner or later, another Democrat is going to get elected.
Right, and then we have the wall up, it's up.
Right, right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a foolproof type thing. So so Trump's got it in hand, and he's taking care of business. The liberals are trying to say he's not doing anything. He's been in office 90
Isn't
days
Isn't that
now.
The funniest thing you ever heard of? It's called executive action. Why don't you read what he's done in that area?
Look at all the executive actions he's done. And then look at what he did in Syria.
I know.
All right. They begged for Obama to do it for 5 years. He didn't do anything, 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's got China changing their tune on North Korea.
That, to me, is phenomenal.
He got
Gorsuch
in there.
Yeah.
I mean, he could go home for the rest of the year, and he's still done pretty good, right? And
he's just got 8 years' worth of Obama work.
Yeah. He's just getting started, believe you me. All right, we're just finishing up for today, but we'll be back tomorrow. Don't forget, Thursday is our contest. Who would you choose if you were the casting director to play Kim Jong-un in a TV series? How about Bashar al-Assad? How about Assad's wife?
I like Flounder, you know, to play Kim, don't you?
You just like that movie, I think.
Yeah, I did. That was one of the great all-time movies ever. It was outstanding. You know?
Okay. All right, so once again, you've been listening to The American Adversary. Stick around. Larry Elder is coming up next. And we'll be back tomorrow night. Get those contest entries for Thursday night. And please like us on Facebook and vote in the Best of Orlando survey. Talk radio category, American Adversary is the entry. Night, everybody.